I see only one. Find me the place for us, that's where I belong. Your glory in mine. Your pain is over now. I'll make you shine. Still believing.
Whenever something terrible happens in the world, commentators will all say the same thing. There's so much love in the world. Love will always win. I do want to believe that, of course. But the trouble is, those in positions of power are often world-beating arseholes. Give people a little bit of power and they can become unimaginably awful, on whatever level. And it all comes down to the following feeling. Those in power often think they are better than the people under them. And in almost all cases, that isn't true. They aren't better people. They aren't better at their jobs or at their lives. They're not by any definition better. What they are people doing a different job than the people under them. That's it. They have a different job. And because, you know, they have a different job, maybe higher paid, they feel like they are better people when almost always the opposite is the case. The people under them are better people. And often as you go down and down the wage structure, the better people get. Until you get to the lowest level. The lowest level in wages, and you find the best people trying their best and realizing what we have to do is love each other. That's all we have. And it's those people that will look at a terrible situation happening in the world and their first reaction is love will always win. That's how great these people are. They've spent their entire lives being told the opposite is the case, that those above them are awful and the higher you get, the less people care. But they know all they have is love. All they have is love and hope. Without power and money, all you have is love and hope. And so you love and hope so deeply that when awful things happen, that hope erupts and you say, love will always win. When everything tells that ultimately it doesn't. You know, I have a recurring dream, I have it every couple of days, that my old manager who bullied me, my manager at the bank 15 years ago, I see him on the street, this is the dream, and I go up to him and I say, John, you are a complete asshole. And he'd turn to me and he'd say, Nathan, I'm 68 now. I've retired. I no longer have power. And I'd say, Oh my God, I'm so sorry, John. You're not an asshole anymore. You're lovely. You know? Let's love each other. Love will always win. And he'd say, only joking, Nathan. Once an asshole, always an asshole. And I'd say, really, John? What about redemption? What about hope? And he'd say, keep hoping, Nathan. Keep dreaming. And you know what? I will. I will keep dreaming. Oh, the love.
have in the world won't take you away from you. My love is stronger. I am what you make me. You're the love in the world won't take you away from me. In all my wonder, I forever lay here with you.
I will keep dreaming. But right now, only just. Lots of love.